And it's just for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So, continuing on in Siman Resh Nun Gimel, we're up to page 42, for those looking inside the Mishnah Berurah, the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah. And we are right in the middle of the Mechaber. We're second line from the top, okay? And now we're going to turn everything on its head. Till now, as you remember, we started off in the Akdama, there was a big machlokes between Hananya and the Chachamim as to what can you leave and what can you not leave on a fire. Until now, the Mechaber went with the sheet of the Rambam and others, and which was more chumradik that unless it was nispashal kotzarcha and stomach veraloi, you cannot leave it on an open fire. And if you want to leave it on a fire and it doesn't meet that criteria of nistamik veraloi, you can only leave it on a fire, which in our terms would say had a blech on it, ketuma, grufa ketuma, but it, well, let's call it have a blech on it, okay? That was the first shita of the Mechaber. And now the Mechaber is going to bring a second shita that's going to turn the whole thing on its head. The Yeshayimim, those who say, and this is Rashi, Rush, others, the Yeshayimim, shekol shenispashal kamaychem ben derisai, that unlike what we said till now, even if it was only cooked to Michael Ben Desai. So it explains, what is Michael Ben Desai? Perish Shemadu Shayoichel Macholish L'Nispash Kol Tzarchim. This Ben Drusai was a ganef, and he used to not have a lot of time. He had to run to the next job. He was always on the run, and he would barely cook his food. Hence, the undercooked food was referred to as Michael Ben Desai. And we said Michael Ben Desai is either a half-cooked or a third-cooked. Or it's in the special called Sarchim, but it's still going to benefit. So you have your chalent that's cooked completely. All the beans are soft already. The meat is cooked. But we all know the longer it cooks, the better it gets. That it doesn't have to meet that criteria of the special called Sarchim and Mitzdamik Veraloi. But the only thing that you can't leave on a fire, if it's not even cooked, Michael Bender say. So obviously this is a much more kuladika shita, says the Rama, even like a fila gabitana, right? Even on a tana you can leave it, which we said was much harder. A fila husak be gefas ve eitzim, even if it was heated with gefas and eitzim. Va fila ene grufa viktuma. And even if it's not group of ktuma, v'loy husker group of ktuma, v'husav kashka gavava, this idea that it has to be covered the fire or it has to be heated with straw, ela k'shehiska levasha v'loy gila machem mensoy. So everything that we said till now, that you cannot leave it on an open fire, unless you cannot leave it on unless it's group of ktuma, doesn't apply to all the cases. The only case, according to this shita, that it applies to replies to two scenarios. One, that it's not even cooked kamaychal ben derisai, and two, v'chein linyan im not talk a day or me'alei or balach zir alei or b'shabbos. We're shortly going to learn in Sif Beis these halachas that you can take a pot off the fire and put it back on. When can you? When can you not? In order to be able to put it back on, chazara, there you need covered fire. But according to the Shita, all the cases that we learned till now that you need to have a covered fire, out the window, you don't need to have a covered fire. The only thing you need a covered fire for is for chazara, or it's not even cooked k'maychol ben derisai. So much, much more kula dika shita than we learned in the first case. So let's see the mishmur on this before we go any further. We are up to sif katan lamed zayin. The Yeshayimim. Svira luhu, this shita holds the kivin shen espashal sheroy lechel, since it's already cooked enough that you're able to be able to eat it. Ayidei etchak, maybe not the ultimate way of eating it, but you can eat it. Okay. Sulek lamecha shem yechata. What was the whole concern why we needed a covered fire? Was because shem yechata, you may adjust the fire. He said this shita holds once it's edible, you're not going to do that. The kevin sharoy lachila lama yechata bechina. Why are you going to start stoking the coals? Alachang shari afilu beinu group of ketuma, and therefore it's muta even if it's not group of ketuma. The ain sarach lazel lekashadain legila michael ben desai. When do I need to have the fire covered? When it's not even cooked, kamichael ben desai. Oy kishavar lachzir b'shabbos. Or if you want to Return it on Shabbos. The mechzik and mevashel grufa. If it's not covered, then it appears like you're cooking if it's not covered, and therefore for chazara, which again we're going to learn in Sif Beis, you need to have the grufa. But to leave a pot on your fire, you're traveling, you don't have a blech. According to the shita, you're in a hotel with a stove, and you want to put your pot on the fire. No problem, leave it on the fire as long as it's cooked. Kamaychal ben desai. You take it off, you won't be able to put it back on. Some say it's a half cooked, some say it's a third. Some say it's a half cooked, some say it's a third. It has to be at least half. If you don't have a choice, you can be Simchon a third. Oh yeah, Philo, the loy mafia may tana lakira. According to the sheet, no difference between tana lakira, elam ashas of akira, shayna grufum, and shum chashash chit, and asrina, but tana, Philo begar. The only difference between an oven, they're very, very hot ovens, and a stove was in a case that you needed grufa and ketuma, it doesn't work by a tana. But since the shita holds that in every case except for it's not cooked kamaychal, so you don't need the covered fire, so therefore it doesn't make a difference if it's a kira or a tana. The mishum choyma tana kashinu ke'eni garf, that in the tana it's not shaykh to say that it's garf, but if it doesn't need grufa, then it doesn't make a difference. Whatever is mutter in the kira without covering it is mutter in the tana without covering it. You can put it even inside. Okay. I'm sorry, that's already mem al. That if you started cooking it and it did not yet reach Michael Mendesai, the Oz Chashin Hashem Yichad. There, even the shita holds, we're worried about that you may be mechata within and heat up the coals. Im huska begefes eitzim grufa. If it's made with a kind of element that when it burns turns into coals, and you didn't shovel out the coals, you didn't cover up the coals, in that case, we're concerned that you might do it. Or ubalach zira and lakamasiv beis. We're going to discuss that more in Sif Beis, right? Now, let's go back to the Mechaber. What happens in this scenario? You left a pot on the fire that did not yet start cooking. It's not yet reaching Michael. So that goes back to the old case. In a case that you need grufa v'ketuma, which in this sheet is only the case of Ben Dersa, not cook Ben Dersa, then if you left it on, then you can't eat it. Says the Rama, v'nahagi, but we'll have to not take this completely at face value. We'll see in a moment why. Says the Rama, v'nahagi lahakol kesvara achrayna. The minig is to be makel in like the svara achrayna, that the only time you need to have a covered fire if it's not even cooked a microwave. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah before we all jump to the v'nahagi lahakol that we can do this. And we'll see a short bir halacha on this. If it reached, he says, if it didn't reach, then you can't leave it on, because if it did reach that the Michael Mendesai, you can leave it on lechatchila. That we can be assignment that it's a third. There's many that hold that this shita, that a third is considered Michael Mendesai. Also, and I feel like, but if you had a pot that was not Michael Mendesai and you left it on the fire, even according to the Shita, it would be also to eat. And I feel like I'm on Matzah Shabbos, even until Matzah Shabbos. And being a Mizekadesh, yeah, also, if you need to wait Matzah Shabbos on, with enough time for it to have cooked on Matzah Shabbos, I am level Sif Katan Lamed Bey, as we already discussed that previously. Now, the Ramah said, when a Hagilah Hakka, we make all in this, like the second Shita, but let's just see the beginning of the Bir Allah, when a Hagilah Hakka, Kasara I am based Yaisa Shaharach Harba Be'eliash days. He goes through very extensively on these two shitas. The Hetik Divya Rasha Kasav. The Mipnesha Yisrael Adukim B'mitzvahs Oynik Shabbos. Since Klai Yisrael is so attached to the mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos, they want to make sure that they have delicious foods on Shabbos and be Ma'anigas on Shabbos. He says the reason we're Noyig, like the second shita, which is much more Kuladik, is because we're concerned that we tell them that's not the halacha, they're not going to listen to us. And in certain cases, since there's Rishonim that hold us way, there's a Yesh HaMi Lisma, so the Beis Yosef is saying, we said, well, we're going to allow people to follow the Shita Although we prefer that they don't. But if we don't, then they're not going to listen to us. And therefore, leave Klal Yisrael, let them have their Einik Shabbos. Mashum says the Limchas. It's only because of this reason that we said v'nahagin, and therefore don't be meicher somebody who does it. And look what we did over here in the Mechaber. The sheet that he brought down first is the sheet that's more chamardic. Then he said, "Of a yeshayim." Usually, the halacha is like the shita that he brings down first, not like the v'yeshayim. Now, since he brings it down this way, even though we say that the minig is like the yeshayim, we see that's really only b'diavad. Ideally, we should not be samech on this, which is why we are not to use a blech, even though the Rama says in a hagi l'hakol kasar achorin. It's a major chiluk between the two shitas. But obviously, we can be samech on the second shita b'shas hadchak. But ideally, why be Simon, especially today, where we have a blech and you don't have to worry about it, and we have good solutions that we're able to deal with it. Now, let's just finish up one last piece in the Mechaber. This that the Mechaber said that it's okay to leave it on the fire in general, any of the cases. This now applies to the first sheet, to the second sheet. Any of the cases that he said to leave it on the fire, that is assuming that you left it on top of sort of a tripod, a shelf that's sitting over the coals, but it's not actually touching the coals. To put it directly on the coals, everyone agrees us. So now this is an interesting thing. The Mechaber is taking the sheet over here. Now we're going to discuss Hatmana in a couple of simanim from now. We're not really getting to Hatmana now. But the Mechaber is saying the Shita that putting a pot down directly on the coals that are hot is considered hatmana. In other words, even though we don't have the coals surrounding the sides of the pot, just it's sitting on the coals, the Mechaber holds that it is hatmana. And therefore, he says all these cases that I said that it's possible to leave a pot directly on the fire, right, is only when it's sitting on a tripod, not directly on the fire. Lemaisa, in our stoves, whether sitting directly on the fire, if the fire is touching the pot, that's considered hatmana according to the Mechaber or not, is a machlokes between the poskim. Many of them hold that in our case, that even the Mechaber would agree that that is not considered hatmana, because coals, it's normal to store things, if you want it to stay hot, within the coals. And this way it stays hot, because coals stay hot for a long time. If you want to store something to stay hot in our times, we don't store it in a flame. And therefore, putting it on the flame is not considered hatmana, even according to the Mechaber. But that's what the Mechaber is telling us over here. We'll see the Ramah doesn't necessarily agree with the Shita. The Mechaber holds that just putting it down on coals is considered hatmana. Let's just see the Mishabura on this. It is Memhei, Akise Shabarzel. It's sitting on top of a metal plate. And Pit Putchel Sholosh Regalim, like a stool of three legs, like a cholam and nachem tachdav, the coals are under it. Hatmana gav a cholam hachasri leil mechaber. The mechaber holds them shuli akadera noigun the gecholim mikri hatmana. If the walls of the pot is touching the coals, that's considered hatmana. When a male does happen in the shpasul called tzarkem and stomach varalo, you're not allowed to do hatmana in something that adds heat, which we'll get to later on, even if it's bad for it. Because we'll come in besimin reish nun zayin, siv zayin, we'll see in reish zayin. But let's just sum up over here because we're pretty much done with this part of the topic. We just saw we have two major chilukim in the shittas over here. With the first shita that holds that leaving something on an open fire, the only scenario you can leave it on an open fire, it's the special called tzarchim and stomach varala. And we went through all the, according to that shita, all the shita, all the scenarios. Basically, unless it's in the spot, if I can't do it, unless it's in the spot in the stomach varala. If I did do it, I wouldn't be able to eat the food unless it's at a minimum, the special called tzarchim. Otherwise, I would not be able to even eat the food on Shabbos. According to the second Shita, I can leave everything on a fire, directly on the fire. The only thing I can't leave on a fire is going to be a case where it's not even cooked, kamaichel mender soy, and that would be the only case that I wouldn't be able to eat it. And however, if we want to be able to, according to the second Shita, if I want to be able to do chazara, which we'll see shortly, probably either tomorrow or Monday, then I would have to go ahead and do a, and I would have to have the blech. Okay, we'll stop over here, and in the name of Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.